Okay, so I said I wanted to get back to that lachas of Shin Yud Tes, just to bring everything together. I was assigned a couple tshuvas in Shin Yud Tes. The tshuva brings down the Chavos Yoyer, and I wanted if they got a chance to look at the Reb Moshe. But okay, fine. So let's be misak and nochamol. What the shittas are in the halacha of Shin Yud Tes, right? Shin Yud Tes is the halacha where someone puts something by you. The lashon of the mechaber is quoting actually a Rambam. That the mechaber goes and quotes the Rambam and says that if someone's mata you or puts something in your shalom yidaitai, which grad is not, which is let's say sefes chiddush. The Gemara, the case of the Gemara hayitza. Of the woman that was niskadish, someone that just wanted to be mishamish with her chatzer, is a case of hataya. The Rambam is meisiv not only hataya. The Rambam is meisiv also that if you put your chafatim in someone's yeshil shalom yidaita, you brought your stuff in shalom yidaita. Also, the halachas of shin yotes apply, and it's possible you have a right to go ahead and throw the stuff out. Okay. Okay, fine. That's number one. This, which we'll see in a second, is not mamish mamshul. So pasha that everyone's masking, and then in the case of shlemi daita, that halacha is going to be that the dinim of throwing the stuff down may apply. Okay, so the rush is moisif, that even though the mashmoisif the gemara is you can throw the stuff out. He said tsarach lahidia. You have to be maidia zayin, the bible of the chayfetz, before you throw the stuff out. Okay. The Rambam was Maisif one Nakuda, and he said that if someone brings something in Shalom Yidaitcha, to be this Chassidus to try to contact Bezdin and tell them that listen, someone put some stuff in your Rishos Shalom Yidaiti, and was matter me to put stuff in my Rishos, and I won't please do me a favor and take care of this stuff and get rid of them and find a place for them because otherwise I'm going to throw them out. So the bit there's a Machlekes Achray, there's a Machlekes Hapaiskin, Machlekes Beisif, and the Beisif and the Ramon, Mitzad Echod, and the Sma and the Bach, Mitzad Sheni. Whether there's really a machlik, it's the Rambam and the Rosh, right? The Rambam and the Rosh hold whether the Rambam is saying that there's a mitzvah to be maidia him first, and the Rosh is coming along and saying that after you throw the stuff out, meikar adin you have to tell them, and even the Rambam is masking to that. Or no, there's really a machlik between the Rambam and the Rosh. What's a machlik, Rambam and the Rosh? The Rambam holds you don't have to be maidia bichlal, and the Rosh holds that meikar adin you have to be maidia. Before you throw the stuff out, right? That's the shaila in the Gedolei Achronim, in the Nesi Kalim between Machlekes the Beis Yosef and the Bach, how to learn up the Machlekes, whether there's Machlekes around them in the Rush. Okay, so basically what comes out is that according to the Mechaber and the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's Machlekes whether you hit your mechuyah to be maidiyah, right? That's number one. Mechuyah to be maidiyah. Bach and Disman, the Gaon, all say you're mechuyah to be maidiyah. You're Zemid Chassidus even to be maidiyah before. And if you're not maidiyah, you're going to be chayiv. And the Ksais, though, brings down that he found a ride in the Shittim Guvetas that holds that the halacha is that you don't have to be maidiyah, you can throw the stuff out. So I said last week, so what's the, then, what's the sikum halacha l'maisa? What would happen halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa, I would say that if someone comes and asks you, I have a machsan full of stuff, I have no idea whose stuff it is, and let's not talk about a machsan. Someone put stuff in, I found stuff in my chatzar. I found stuff in my house that doesn't belong to me. I never gave rishus for anyone to store stuff in my yard. I never gave a person permission to put stuff in my machsan. I want to know what to do with it. So the Rav says that you should try to contact the Rav would say, number one, try to contact the person, and before you throw it out, maybe that's what you think, or you can, if you know who it is, you can throw it out and then contact the person. Means chassidus to try to arrange something before you go ahead and do it. But the guy comes and says, "I threw it out already, and something happened." There's no way that you can be mechayev the person if anything happened to it. Okay, that's just going to come out. That's just going to come out. Halacha l'maisa when it comes to this.
Before you're going to do it, before you're going to do it.
Before you throw it out, you should try to contact the person to try to arrange
it.
No, well, according to the Rosh, only in the
mechayev.
What?
Before
you throw it out?
Maybe not before or after.
What's the difference? Whether there's a chance something will happen in between, maybe. It doesn't really make such a big difference.
The Shulchan Aruch on the page, does not argue with him?
Ram argues. Sure, does.
He brings down the body.
You're supposed to mediate him before you throw it out. According to the Rosh, but the Chaber holds not like that. So it's Svika D'Dina. So it'd be a Svika D'Dina. So double Machlekes. If you're a Svardi, you can throw this stuff out. You can throw it, right? If you're a Svardi and you're part of the Hachzorah's Atara Liyashna Chevra, and then you're not Geiris any other Shitas, and the only one that carries the day is the Machaber, so then in a Hanami, Kipshutai, not according to the way the Beis Yosef learns, Beis Yosef all the way, the halacha is that you can fill this stuff out, and just some of these Chasidos, and that's it. End of the day. The way the Bach learns up the Rambam, the Beis Yosef was wrong. But fine, but if you go Beis Yosef all the way, that's the way, that's what would be the halacha. You have a right to go throw the stuff out. Kimli, I'm the one that's throwing the stuff out. I'm the final thing.
Throwing the stuff out.
Zimran,
go.
Right. If he's mamash right, a Sephardi guy can lechachila throw the stuff out. Right. That's what I'm saying. But Ashkenazi has to show. Ashkenazi lechachila, but he can't throw the stuff out. It's not a shot. Kipshutai. I want to talk about it a little bit more because this is something. This is a shot that comes up comes up a lot. But this one. Look, I said at the Chabura last week, I wanted to be my D.A.U. that be'emes, when it comes into the Shaila, there's really three dargas of Shniyah Tes that you have to handle with, okay? The first darga is Hitov, where you trick the guy into giving you permission to use his chatzar, or to use his thing. You said that you were going to do a business deal with him. You were never planning on doing a business deal with him because that let you in. Okay, the Gemara, getting married, all these things. That's Hitov. That's for sure where the Gemara, that's straight Shniyah Tes. That the Rambam, the Rosh, they all apply for sure in that case. The other case is Shlomi Daitai. Shlomi Daitai is a little bit more common, where someone just dumps something in your room, like in your house, or in your dorm room, or in your machzan. You just find something there. You know who put it there, but he never had permission to put it there. What are you supposed to do? So the Rambam says there's no nafkamina between Hito and Shlomi Daitai. The Shach brings down from Rabbi Yeruchim that it's not so pasha. Rabbi Yeruchim himself holds that Shlomi Daitai, if it's a chotzer, that's oimid for skiros, that means you would really rent out the place, you can't fill the stuff out by Shlomi Daitai. Right? Okay, whether we should be how that comes into halacha, the Shach brings it down.
I mean, right? The shush means basically what it's going to be at the end of the day is you're going to be able to charge it,
exactly, but you have no right to throw it out. That's what I'm saying. That's never an option over here. When it's Eimel Sphiros and then Lishlomi Daitai Mashenke, if it's a toll, even if the place is Eimel Sphiros, that's the Gemara says Mufurish. You can throw this stuff out. I'm willing to accept anyone except for you because you're an idiot. But when it comes to Shlomi Daitai, where it wasn't a Hatoya Mamish, Rabbi Yeruchim held that you don't have a right to throw this stuff out by Chatzid the Kaimel Igra.
But I'm going to say it's not a private question to me and you. If someone would just trick you and use your Gemara or just take your Gemara, would you be more upset that the guy tricks you, the person just takes it and doesn't even bother with it?
So the Rishonim say that Avada Hito is much more chomer. The I don't want to have to deal. Someone
is mad at me.
According to Rabbi Yeruchim, there's a nafkamina. Could be the right. According to Rabbi Yeruchim, and the Rambam somehow understood there's no real nafkamina between the Tov and Shlomi Daitai. What's the case? So one of the cases I think would be is if a guy owns a parking spot that sometimes he would rent out. Someone comes in and parks in the parking spot. He has a right to throw the car to get the car towed, right? So it depends. According to the Rambam, you would be able to get the car towed. The guy put something of his there, show me that, touch over show, so you can just tow it out.
Well, I can just assume it's a girl, isn't for sure, do it.
What?
Just assume it's a girl.
If you have Rav Akum, then you can do that.
You know, it just says, you're in New York, you have no idea who
you are. Rav Akum.
And then
what? What?
You can't say
Rav
Akum.
No, the question is whether you have a right to be Mazik and Akum. Depends where you're towing it. Well, so then, See, that's the thing. But MS,
it's not a good example. Parking spaces.
Parking spaces kavua is a big problem. Parking spaces kavua is a little bit of an Eden over here. See, the MS is that's not such a good example because with Derek Klein, when you tow something, that's mamish the case of Sayyidur Mineu Bay. No, it's going to go to a safe place, right? They're going to tow it to I don't know what.
Some garage.
It's going to be safe there, right? The guy just has to pay for towing.
No, but it's expensive. It might be just
a few hours. $300.
Right. So it's mazik in $300. It's not right. A safe
I understand. So that's the question. Is that mutter to do? So, as long as you do it in a safe place, it's mutter to do. One.
No.
You're getting the.
Any place where you park legally, then you're allowed to be towed.
Fine. Then Dennis Aldas came. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about blocking driveways either. Blocking driveways is also whatever is a problem. Okay, but
there's no signs. No law. It's in there. Israel. Free fall. So what do you do with them? If I can die on the sidewalk,
he owns a spot in Manhattan, right? In Manhattan, you have to buy. Everyone, if you want to park, you have to buy a spot. Does everyone know? You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You did?
American.
Parking in Manhattan is the most expensive thing in the world. That everyone knows. Even if you own an apartment there, not everyone. A lot of people don't have cars because it's not worth it. Most people don't. Yeah. You have. So if you want a spot, you have to pay for it.
But then that place where you put in coins, you're not going to put in coins.
Cheapest.
$300. What?
$300
a month is the cheapest. But not in the more expensive places. So let's say someone takes your parking space. That's where you can start clearing the shiloh. But then you can probably tow the guy out. It's not such a big shiloh. Okay, but anyway, let me go back to the case of Reb Moshe. What I'm trying to say is there's really three dargas. What's the third dargas? I said I went through two dargas, Hatoya and Shalvi Dargah. What's the third dargah? Third dargah is where the guy put it in Bershus and he overstayed his welcome, which probably is the more common case. Most people are not doing Shleikadin. Most people, they brought it in, and then, you know, they don't get around to taking it out. So what are your halachic options in that case? And that's the most common case that comes out. Let's say someone asks you, you're a bacher, someone keeps stuff in the dorm, you move into a new dira, and the guy says, you know, listen, I left a couple things there, my brother-in-law is going to come and pick it up in a couple days, don't worry, we'll take care of it. That I've heard a lot, machsanim that are full of junk, that people had rishus to put it in because they lived there and they thought they were going to come and take it back. All different types of shilas there, the shilas are a tiny bit different. Why? Because over there, you have permission to put it there. So you have permission to put it there, mechatesi, you have a right to go ahead and shtel psu shimiyotes, the whole suga shimiyotes, bichlau, of having a havin to start throwing the stuff out. So Ramesha has this case. What was Ramesha's case? Ramesha's case was the bat with esrik boxes, but the guy stored esrik boxes inside of the guy's machsan for 2 months for shuls, and after that he said, yeah, I'm going to come back. And Lamaisi came back once and he said, yeah, I'm going to come pick it up. He came back after a year. Lamaisi's there for 2 years, the guy wants his stuff out. So Rav Moshe writes, and this is something that's important, Rav Moshe wrote that the Etzem, this is called Shalom Midaita. Why? Because he said he's only keep it there for 2 months. So once the 2 months are over, so you have no permission for that Zman. So Memela, Rav Moshe says, be Karon, you would have a right to throw this stuff out. The problem is you can't be Maidia the guy because you don't know where he is. The case by Rav Moshe was he didn't know how to, couldn't get a hold of him. So you couldn't be Maidia him, so Rav Moshe said you have no right to throw the guy out, the stuff out.
But he's right for not leaving an address.
Fine. He wasn't right for not leaving an address. But at the end of the day, whether you can be Mazikim or not, the answer is you can't be Mazikim without being Maidia. That's what Rav Moshe writes.
That's even for 49 years?
So he says you can rent a place in a bay, and that gets into a different shaila to rent. And he's Ramesha writes that you can go ahead and sell some of the esrik boxes and rent a different machsan in a cheaper area. So how long could I do that for? I'm going to use up all his the whole reason why you're able to do that is not Hashem's Aveda. So he says, but if it's not Hashem's Aveda, let's say you're not going to end up returning anything because you're going to use spending all the money of the esrik boxes. And what kind of Hashem's Aveda are you doing? You can't use everything up, right?
So you sell it and you use the cash. You put the cash away.
Fine, but until what point could you use up the money?
Well, right. Keep the money thing.
Right. Well, so you're not allowed to do that. Be'etzem, right? That's a shaila. That's an ilu metzias shaila. Right? At what point are you allowed to go ahead and sell a chayfetz? Everyone knows the famous story of Chanina ben Daisa, right? Everyone knows that. But there the pshat was that right, but he didn't. There was Eisav Eichel. Oisa v'oichel is much more chomer. So the best eitzah is where Moshe says mitzana shavus aveda. Listen, all the how to take care of the thing is all hashavus aveda dedication. That was to go ahead and to rent another place in order to make sure the guy gets his stuff back. I think at the end of the day, with a hirav that understands what's going on, it could be that he'll say that you should be that it's kedai to sell it in order that the guy should save money for sure. That's all the halachas and mitzvahs. The thing's going bad. All these things. The guy's not going to end up having any money, and not, in this case, he won't have any esrog boxes left. If you're going to end up having to find a place to store it, then it's not kedai. I suspect the reason why Ramesha said to move it is because once the guy, if the guy hears that you moved it already, he'll take you much more seriously. Which you should know is anyways the case. But there, Klal, once you start playing games with the guy's stuff, strategically the guy starts getting nervous, and even though until now he said he wasn't willing to go ahead and do it, but Lamaisa, he usually comes around once he sees his stuff is being moved around. Okay, but that was the case of Ramesha. That Ramesha wrote that you're not allowed to do it. So Ramesha is the really, I've heard in all the cases of Mamela. So Mela, what would I say? Api chuas Ramesha, api the dinner of Ramesha, what's going to come out? If a guy leaves stuff in your dira, like in the cases I just mentioned to you. Yeah, my brother's going to come soon to pick it up. Yeah, yeah, he's coming, don't worry. You're waiting and waiting. And when I moved into my first year in Eretz Yisrael, a guy had his whole sukkah on my porch. So, you know, no one ever came to pick it up. So I thought, you know, when sukkah comes, I'll be able to use the sukkah. 2 days before sukkah, the guy comes and picks up the sukkah. He said, shkoyach. And he takes it and carts it away. And he kept it there. Why should he have to bother with it until, you know, why should he have to have it stored somewhere? He came and picked it up 2 days before Sukkot.
2 days before the Pesach, the guy calls up, whiskey bottle, he had my airport, he says, back to
us. Is that?
Yeah. Pesach. That's more coffee back.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Right, so...
You need to ask him for that?
What? No, it's not. I'm just saying that's called you can charge him rent. You can charge him rent
before you start charging.
No, so Ramesha says you don't have to modiyim before you charge rent. Ramesha says that's a fair
issue
because he's a nene, and you once you're megala das. So that's the end of the last paragraph of Ramesha. The guy wanted to be tzeveya him back rent, right? No, the thing was there already for a year and a half. For 2 years, the thing was there. So the guy said, "We kind of will have Ramesh to get the stuff out or and charge and pay rent with the stuff." So the guy says, the shayel asks, "What about back rent? Can I charge back rent that from the 2 months that he said it was going to be? Let me charge back rent." So Ramesh wrote, and this is an important thing. Stam b'chlal. Ramesh writes in that tshuva that Lamaisa, the guy came back after a year, and he said, "Don't worry, I'll come in a couple days to pick it up." That's what happened, right? After a year. That means 8 months, 10 months after he was supposed to go take it off. The guy in Moshe said, and you didn't say anything to him. So he said, for the first year, there's mechila. You can't charge rent. He says, after that, so it depends. He says, from when you wrote me this tshuva, and I see you're upset about it, so then from the time you wrote me this tshuva, for sure you can charge rent. He says, between when the guy came and the guy and you wrote the tshuva, you can clear it's mistaver, you can charge rent. But Ramesha writes something very important here. I want to hear that the only reason why you can take rent from the esrog boxes is al tashalos aveda. Okay, that's what the Gemara, that's what the Rambam says. Tashalos aveda is only mekanu lahaba. For the rent lamafreya, you can't take from the esrog boxes because there's no tashalos aveda for that time. That time is already fartik.
So
Ramesha writes.
Why is it not shalos aveda for 2 years?
That's fartig. I've read that, but that's fartig.
Like you rent your own place.
I was mentioning that aveda. That aveda
is worth money. He owes you money.
He owes you money.
It's like a rental. What's
you're fine. Mean? He owes you money. I have no problem with him owing you money. So Ramesha writes. He owes you money, but you can't take the esrog boxes and sell them for the tzarach of the choy.
You could hold it. You could hold it by you.
Maybe that's a different thing. Maybe. But he says that therefore, in order to collect the rent on the back pay, you have to wait for the guy to come back and be misunderstood the chayv. Okay, that's a very important.
So you can hold the book.
You can hold it. Could be you can hold it. You can hold it, and it's whatever. Could be. It's a different story. A pikadon is not so pashut.
But he's also shy on the chibur. He said also, huh?
A pikadon for to keep a pikadon for a chayv is the ksais is the ksas chum. Right, you have to be careful. If someone owes you money and he had given you a pikadon min atzad, which is this case, someone owes you money for rent, let's say, and you have a pikkudin of his, unless the pikkudin is given specifically for that, you shouldn't take that pikkudin.
But you can already clarify that you have to think
about whether that's the claimant for paying for the thing. But I'm saying that etzem zach, someone owes you money and he grata has to be cut by you. The Ksais comes from the Zayar. Matzio said, I one time went to Chabur, I went to Friday Chabur from Matzio in Lakewood, and he said that's the only place in the whole Ksais, in the whole Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat, that he brings down a Zayar. Besides Akdoma. That's what he said. He's a Balking Ksais Kinneret. He said the only place that it brings down a Zayar, he says that you shouldn't keep a Pikadin be'ayfin of a Halva. If you have a Pikadin from a guy and he owes you money minatzad b'tzad a Halva, he says you shouldn't keep the Pikadin because of the Zayar that your neshama goes up and Hashem sends it back down, even though you owe Hashem whatever you owe him. But Hashem still barachim of Merubim, he still sends it back down. He says, Af Ata, you should make sure to return a pikadon, even though the guy owes you money. Right? That's the Zayar. He says, that's Hashem. V'shamati kichanun ani. Right? V'haya kitzayk. When someone says you have to return the mashkin, the Pasuk in Mishpatim says you have to return the mashkin. He says, if you don't return the mashkin, v'haya kitzayk, yitzek eilai, v'shamati kichanun ani.
That's with the pillow, right? The pillow's
huh? Right.
That's a separate thing. I'm talking about keeping a pikadin.
If I listen to the guy screaming that you didn't give back his mashkin, I could have thought it was a chanon. Of course, it's not a chanon. That's punishing someone. So he said, "If Shadish Shmati Chanunani is because I'm a Chanun, I return your neshama, so you should be a Chanun on him and return his mashka." That's the Shad. Okay, fine. That's the parenthetical. I'll upon him. So that's what Ramesha writes. Ramesha writes, so maybe in all these cases where the guy's going to come, where the guy had permission to keep the stuff there, even if he overstays, it's welcome to Farish. If you can get a hold of him, that's fine. But if you can't get a hold of him, then you have a big problem. If you can get a hold of a guy and say, listen, your stuff is by me, come pick it up, so that's the haidoya of the rush. And l'chadchila, you have a right to go ahead and throw it out. Be my DM, say, listen, your stuff is out, come and pick it up. Right? That's what you're allowed to do. But according to, but if you can't get a hold of him, then the halacha is you can't throw it out. That's what Ramesha says. And the kashamati, with all the shalos of the machsanim, where they find all types of things in the building machsan, and they put up a sign and they say, okay, if anyone doesn't pick up their stuff in the next 30 days, we're throwing it out. The rabbanim I've heard are not so happy about that type of thing, because there are people there that put stuff in, and they don't know that you're throwing the stuff out.
You have to put the sign up on the door of the machsan.
And what?
Before people moved in ever.
Ever, right.
And that's every door, I must have a
The door before, out tonight. Out tonight.
Every night.
Okay.
Every time.
Well, email, voice messages.
Yeah. So you have to make sure that he got it. That's a problem. You have to make sure that he got the message. You don't know for sure. You know, if you answer the phone, you say, listen, I want to let you know. You know, it's like almost like a court subpoena. You know, you have to knock on the door. Seriously, if the guy doesn't get it, he can say that it will be okay. Right, he signs it. Right, that's what they do. They send it to the address of the mail. He has to sign it. He signs off on it. That's what the Bati Dinam do. The Bati Dinam either send a shliach or they send registered mail. Also the courts here. The courts send registered mail, and you can't say that you didn't get a letter that you weren't called to court. Hazmona. Right, the senator's sent me on the phone. Yeah. Do you know? Remember?
Okay.
Yeah, the Bati Dinam. But you may think they sent the shliach.
You ever got a register from by Bezdin?
The Bezdin?
Yeah.
No, the guy was still there. He's stuck in my place. I
don't
want to take it.
See?
I don't want
to
take it.
See, the guy came, knocked at his door.
I don't want to take it.
The guy himself came?
The guy himself came. I don't want to take it.
So what happened?
So he went to a request.
Yeah.
And I had a request call me up, so I have to take it.
Why even food food? Not food food.
No, that's why. Tommy's very serious about it. You have to take that to
breakfast. Was it best in paper?
It was best in paper, yeah.
Was that best in paper when they get paper?
Officially, you can be called the Masar. You can call the Masar.
But no one says that. No one says the letter.
Fine, but that's the problem. Who cares? But every Masar is like that. You first of all, most of the time, you do know what it says in the letter. But you don't know what it says in the letter. Anyway, okay. Fine. Okay, so that's what I have with the machsanim, with the shal the machsanim. Also, like I said, someone has mail that keeps on coming to you. So there I think also if you call the only real difference is that if you have permission to put it by you, you have to just be mevatel the shmir. You have to call the guy up and say, listen, I'm not watching this stuff for you anymore. It's over. So you have a right to do that. And then you can call the guy up and say, "Listen, I'm throwing your stuff out if you don't come the next couple of days." And that would be mutter to do. If he had permission to put it there, there's a two-step process. You have to terminate the shmira, and then you can be maidia him that you're throwing the stuff out, right? Because as long as you're shemir, you can't throw the stuff out. Once it's shleim yidaitcha, once it's against your will that it's there, so then you may have a right to throw the stuff out according to the rush, as long as you're maidia. Okay,
that's the. If he doesn't pick up his mail, what time do you say so we
If he doesn't come, listen, if he lives two blocks away, the case I heard was the guy lived three blocks away and never came to pick up his mail. So I don't have time, I'm too busy. So I tell the guy, you have to drop it off at his house.
What time did you say so?
That was Midaitcha. No, I don't know. Look at that. Listen, my Daldira is gone for 5 years. I still get mail for her. She calls me up twice a week. Please, you know, hold my mail. Things like
that.
She comes to pick it up.
Or just change the address.
I don't know.
Why don't you change the address?
I can't change her address.
Send it back. Change her address.
She's an old lady, you know. I don't have a never. Amona.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a tircha for me. It's worth it, I think. Anyway, yeah.
And if you don't throw it out, what do you say?
Shemer.
Chino.
Which mailbox?
They put it in the mailbox, wherever they put it in. Somebody put it in a place that's from Shomer.
You could put it in a place that's from Shomer.
They put it out.
Right, but the problem is that it's very hard to. If you get a lot of mail, so that it just ends up overflowing. And also, there's other reasons why not to leave your mailbox full. Besides
that. Another.
Yeah.
No, but that mail is considered a Shomer place, though. So
yeah, it is. It's
not Shomer, you know?
Once I take it in, I'm a shomer chinam. Once a shaila, I have to put it in a place where my kids can't get to it. They don't open up.
Once you with him, he doesn't come to pick it up, so then you still have a problem.
No, according to the rush, you can throw it out.
You can throw it out.
Yeah. But first, it's mevatel the shmirah. That's the nafkamina, right? But according to Rabbi Moshe, you have a big problem. If you can't get a hold of the guy, like sometimes they won't answer your phone call, you're really stuck, shtickle. It's a big problem. I feel bad. But the machsanim, you don't know where the people are.
Did we get through in the interim?
You're responsible.
So the right thing to do is everyone should have a machsanim paper.
Al-das. You're putting here al-das that if you're not here. Right. That we clean out the machzen every 5 years. If you're
every year,
and everywhere but Pesach doesn't come,
is lost.
Right, you have to claim your stuff.
Yeah,
if it is, I don't believe it. I don't believe that most machzenim are cleaned every year. Most machzenim are cleaned every 10 years, maybe.
No, but it's assumed eventually we clean.
Eventually, but
come back.
He is Meir. He is a Meir Hefer. This is not good. I heard you timed this already last week. Right. This is not a. It's not a new taina. And I'm not mekabel that taina. The guy thinks that he's going to stay there. He's willing to. It's not a risk even. Chances are it's not going to be taken away. That already won't let you just throw it out. But everyone is there. You know, he came to me. Rabbi Schreiber just came to me and he told me that you're listening. He's going to listen now on the tape. He said that in his lobby of his building, he said it's jammed with bikes. A lot of buildings are like that, right? You know.
The shame of the building.
Who knows when it's from?
Ten years ago,
heaven didn't ride a bike. I'm telling you, my building is jammed with bikes. Also, where no one rides a bike except for the only little kids are there on mine.
No, those kids, you forgot. The last thing is how many kids grew up and came
here. Right.
So their bikes are still
there. Right. That's exactly right. So what are they doing with it though?
It's a good place to be shiner.
they don't need it, it just clutters everything up.
Isn't it a lot that you don't have to either keep it too full or when the...
In the machsan, machsanim.
When they're in the racket, there's the class.
They've got also the cheder madrigot is a problem. Officially, if the bikud ha'orif comes in, they could really give you a ticket. The riyah comes down, so usually get a warning. They usually don't come and give you a...
You put it in illegally.
No. But that someone tried selling you that one too. That's not if everyone does it, you can't say, and everyone does it, and kenosis are few and far between, that you can't say, oh, well, it's illegal, dinu chasadina, and start throwing things in all directions.
Everyone eats beer. It's not
a good timing.
Stop it.
He said, like, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, I said you can knock on the neighbor's doors and say, listen, your bikes are here. He's, like, busy that, you know, they're all rusted. You can't use them. Like, well, what are them? So I hear. He said, they're not worth anything. I hear you can throw them out, but you know what? You know, the second you start throwing them out, you know, all the neighbors are going to come and attack you.
Why can't that happen? You can't say the neighbors don't know. If it's everybody's mailbox... I noticed that the 30 days in front of the bikes.
But you know what? Everyone, why do they keep the bikes? They keep the bikes for the ainikol. Zicher, I'm klar. They're gonna say no. Don't throw my bike away. You know, my ainikol is gonna. You know, soon it's gonna be. Now I have 20 years of berlumaisa. You know,
why is it dangerous to keep it?
They remember the 100 shekels they spent for their kid. You know, they're not gonna throw it away.
Whatever ministry does that, they have to clear it out. They're allowed to clear it out.
Where? What?
Whoever offices over here at that time when it was dangerous, and they said you could clear every, you have to clear
when they came around.
If they come around, they're allowed to throw everything out.
It's not a shiloh whether they're allowed to. They do it. So it's not a shiloh b'chol. What do you want to do?
Well, it's not about it. Let's see, work for that company. You're a front guy
working for that company. That's a shiloh. From guys able to work for a solo pile, all these things. Could be a solo pile is better. Remember, that's similar to that shiloh. Depends what your job is. Or could be halachically, it's mutter for them to do it. Mishas haskana, people should know to get their stuff out of the miklatim. But a vadis of Rapasha, that the minig is to store things in a miklat, calls man that there's no reason why not to. I'm sorry. I know that people say, yeah, the miklat has to be clear. Everyone uses the miklat, so that's not a reason not to. Okay.
Is there a din
hakdama
for putting shul in miklat? I don't know if every
second,
a lot of these
miklat are shul, right? It's a problem, right?
Does a shul have a right to be there before you buy shuls and everything else?
Trust me, it causes a lot of sechsuchim in the building. When a shul opens and people don't have a right to put there, I'm looking at Sir Meir Chafesi. How did the machsan get taken? How did the miklat get taken over by a shul?
No, it's
they were sold originally.
People in the building who want to have a menu.
Fine.
So they have a schus to keep. First of all, they kept empty by law. So they can say, don't put any bikes in it. Right.
Yes, that's the building issue they have for
it. It should be different. It should like you actually need people inside there because the robots can't get inside there. Yeah, I'm not
even sure. Okay, but I just want to be media though that this is all Rav Moshe, and a lot of Rabbanim that I've spoken to about the Shiloh, because like I said, it does come up, and it, are a little bit machmer. Although I did find
the more machmer the Moshe the what?
No, that if you can't find a person that the Mamshul Rav Moshe, you can't find a person like Rav Moshe, which makes sense in Halacha Be'etzem. If you can't be media, then you can't throw him out. Lamaisa, I have to send it out to the Eilam. There's a bunch of chuas I want to send out. I can start sending out chuas. The Eilam has a little bit more understand a little more. But Lamaisa, there's a chuva from Zalman Nechemia in one of the Kaitzin about this type of case. And Zalman Nechemia said, Mamish says not like Ramesha. He said, what's pshat in the rush? That's what we have to go back to. What's pshat in the rush? You have to be Maidia. Why do you have to be Maidia? So Ramesha writes, in order not to be a Mazik B'yadayim. But Rav Zalman Nechemia says, he said that the reason why you have to be Maidia is because if Al Derech Mazik, yeah, if you're not Maidia, you're a Mazik B'yadayim. But it's a different insight. So the Etzem, you have a right to fill the stuff out. Why? Because the person has his stuff there, Shalei Kedin. You can't let him know, you can't tell him. But he has stuff there, Shalei Kedin. So if you look in the Sugya in Hamimiyah, in Ovid Mishil and Ashay, it says that if someone is being mazik you, or someone is causing you a hefsid, let's put it like that. If someone's causing you a hefsid, the halacha is you have a right to fill the stuff out also. What was that? The halacha is if you have a hefsid.
What's the case? What's the case of Maniach?
I'll tell you in a second. If you have a hefsid, so then the halacha is that you're able to go ahead and fill the guy out. The case over there is someone's going ahead and fills up your chatzar full of kelim. You can't even get in. You can't even get in and out. So Mar says shiver nifas for shiver. So the question is, what happened over here? So Rav Zalman says that the pshat the rush is there's a case in the Gemara over there about shor she'ola al chaveiro, right? The shor goes on top of another shor. The Gemara says if you push the your friend's shor off of your shor, then you're and it gets killed, you're chayef. Why? Because the Gemara says havali l'shemtai b'leishamtai. You should have taken it out in a different way, in a way that the top shor, your friend's shor that's on top of yours, shouldn't get hurt. Right? That's the Gemara. Havali l'shemtai b'leishamtai. You should have pulled out your shor, and then that shor wouldn't have taken such a fall, and he wouldn't have gotten and nothing would have happened to him. And if that's the case, so then if you do push the top shor off, you're going to be chayef. Right? That's the Gemara in Hamidiyah. Says Rav Zalman Chemia, the reason why the Rosh gets an idea is because of Havali L'Shamta V'Leishamta. It's the same Yisayt. It's a way, if you have a way of not being of it in Yishtil and Afshay, so you have a Chiyav to make sure to try to save the other person's thing without being Masakim. In other words, the only time you have a right, what's come down over there, Halacha L'Maisa, the only time you have a right to go ahead and be mazik someone else's things, hurt someone else, or you know, take care, push away someone else's things when you're being genizik, is only if that's the only way you can do it. Like in the case of where the chavi is all over the place, and the only way to get through is by breaking through them. But if you have the ability to do it without breaking through them, so then you're mechuyev to do it. That's what the Gemara says. So with Melo, in this case, if you have the ability to push the shar off without hurting the top shar by being shemitit and not being doichet the top shar, then you're chayav to do this. So Zalman Chemer writes, that's the reason I have to give you my idea. The reason I have to give you my idea is in order to, that's a way of saving the other person's thing before you're of it in the Jilin and Afshin.
That's the Rambam? That was the only option?
But that was the only option. Right. That's the only option to do. You have to know when exactly it's called only option, when not. So Zalman Chemer says, if you can't be my idea, so then you have right to be doichet. Because you don't have any other option. So he says, when someone has something there, shleik ba'atoya, or shlomi da'itcha, and you have no ability to my idea the person, you have right to fill the stuff out. And he argues that our mission is not like your mission. Right, says, you can't throw it out, but on the Chemer writes that if you can't be my idea, you could throw the stuff out. I forget the only truth on it. But he argues that.
Can we throw
those out? You're going to be potter anyway, because if you throw the stuff out, you have the Rambam. So. Okay. Yeah. So that's basically is the sugya of
is that how you talk about the after the it sounds like just notifying somebody and throw it out.
I don't know. I looked around a little bit about that child and how much time.
That's a little idea is mashed. Just notifying, then you like technicality. The other thing I could put on the street.
Same thing goes with all those meals. If you told the person I don't want meal anymore, coming to this apartment,
you can really take the food out. No, so he says. So the guy did that. You should know. In this case, the guy did that. You should know if any more mail comes to my apartment, I'm going to throw out. This guy says, I give you an orishos.
You
don't care
what he does in orishos.
Can't throw it out then. How can you throw it out?
What do you mean?
There's
an idea.
You know, my dear.
You're trespassing now.
No, well, if you're my dear him already.
You
have to give him the opportunity. You have to give him the opportunity to take it, though. You can't just go ahead.
I give you 24 hours to come take it.
Whatever, normal amount of time.
Every 24 hours.
In Echanami. Say that. That's fine. I don't know. I wouldn't put it in the garbage.
Then you go for the past. For the past, I'm also giving you 24 hours and throwing it out.
No, that already he had permission to do. You'd have to say that I'm not being shamed with that stuff anymore, giving 20 hours.
Part of the notification is shutting up how long it will take them to get here.
Yeah.
That's how much time you have, you're not giving it then.
Right. But then I'm putting it out.
Yeah.
You can charge money for being taking it out? And to clean out the whole apartment, it's supposed to be.
It costs money. Yeah, it costs money.
What's checking out? You can actually open it, like see if like, there's a couple of dollars in it? Like.
For who?
I don't know, they use them for a couple
of
dollars for some reason.
Yeah. If what?
No, it's
easy. I'm Shafkir, but if you have the right to be Mazakit, then. What's his private stuff? Maybe you want to pay Rabbi Dugashu of Fais even when you have a right to go ahead and throw it out. Okay. Fine. So that's the story of Shinya Tess. Okay, let's move on. I want to move on to the dinim of chiyuvei shemechinim. I want to do that. Shemesachar, I don't know. Oh no, there's something else I want to talk about before. Sorry, I did before I get back to Reish Sadi Aleph. It's one last nekuda I want to talk about in Shemiyah Tas, and that's even though it's not mamish halachos shemirim, but this is the place really to do it because this is where the place can talk about it, and that's the Ramban Shemiyah Beis. Right, the place in Shemiyah Tas if Aleph, the case of the Mukiyasef, the Shemiyah Rifa, but Oyev Avinasa Sema. Right, the Ilam saw a little bit of the radar. Avinasa Sema, tiny little sugya, but I'll tell you the case that it's very very nageya here in Eretz Yisrael. About Oyev Avinasa Sinai. Basically, what happened? The Gemara wants us, the Ritva says that the case of Oyev. Let's say you rent an apartment to someone, and you say that the only reason why I'm renting it to you is because I like you, and then Lamaisa we're misuchsach, we get into a big fight. Says the Ritva, I have right to throw the guy out. Why? What's his raya? This Gemara. The Gemara says that she got married to him. That's Oyev. He loves her. And that was the only reason why she gave him the place. And it was not Sinai, he divorced her. So Mela, and the Gemara says, what, to kick the guy out? Says the Ritva, Zalbazach by Oyev Nasa Sinai. As long as he spoke out with Chachila, the only reason why I'm renting you this place is because I like you, and otherwise I wouldn't rent you this place. So Mela, when it becomes a matzah where you're Sinai, then you can throw the guy out. As I said in Ritva, as I can pass the Oyech in the Ramah, Simen Shinja Beis Siftes. Should be Siftes, Ramah Paskins, that Oyev Avinasa Sinai, as long as you spoke out, that the only reason why you're renting it out to the person is because I like you, so Sinai is gonna, if he becomes a Sinai, you can throw him out. The Ksais argues with the Oyev and Charif Ma'oyev and Shinya Tes Sif Aleph, and he says it's not true. Why is the Ksais say it's not true? Because their Klal, he says that the only time, he says Big Yisai, the Klal. The only time, the only reason why over here you have a right to throw him out in the case of Kuf Aleph and Bezabot Metziah is only because the Chachila, she said no. So Mitzat Atzmai, this old Nebuchach, that she doesn't want to rent out this deer to him. So Mela, when she rents it out, it's klar that you're renting it out only out Pidom de Nebuchach. So since you rented out Pidom de Nebuchach, once she divorced him, once she got divorced, it was mutter for her to kick him out. But in the case where we don't have an Umdun of the Chlal, the only reason why we know that he's renting it to the guy is because he likes him. It's Alpi Dibulai B'Shachta Haskara, where he says, I'm renting this to you because I like you. That has to work the regular Mishpat Yatanon. And you need a Tanai Kafel in order for the Tanai to be Mevatel the Maisa. So maybe even though you become a Sinai, the halach is going to be that it's not going to be Mevatel the Maisa Mechirut. Right? So he says, but a case where there's umdun debuchach mitzat atzmai, then already it's a different story. Says the Ksais, and this is what I wanted. The Ksais says, "Lamaisa, because of this, just because you spoke out b'shas maisa that you're renting it out to him only because he's ayavai. If you know they're mesuchsach later on, they get into a fight later on, you can't kick the guy out. Not like the Ramah. The Ramah says you could kick the guy out if you said, I'm only renting it to you because I like you, and they get into a fight. The Ramah says you could kick him out. The Ksai says you can't kick him out, and he says, halach l'maisa, you can't throw the guy out. Okay? That's the machlokes that says to the Ramah. And then the Steve says, mask him to the Ksai. And he says the case of the Ramah that says you could kick him out is only if it was a cut to the late Kaimel Igra. The guy never would have rented out the Dira. The only reason why he rented out the Dira is because he likes you. Not because he's told you that, but because we know Mifat Atzman, because we know he never rented it out to anyone. The guy has a room in his house that he doesn't want some person coming in. He doesn't really, never rented it out before. People have come to him, let me rent out this room, let me rent out this room. He says, no. And then finally, a good friend of his comes and says, listen, do me a favor, I'm stuck. Rent out this room to me. There we say that the Oyev Avinasa Sinai, you can kick the guy out. Because they have to Umdun Ubucha Mitzat Atzmai without Shlalpi Diburai. That's the only reason why he's renting it out as Oyev. So mainly you don't need Mishpatei Atanon. But if it's only Alpi Diburai, you need Mishpatei Atanon. Okay? In the Ksais itself, he says, but Lamaisa, he says, maybe the Ramah is right. Why? Because it says in the Gemara Kedushin that someone who sells a Dira, Amanas Lamaisa Klali Ad Yisrael, Gemara says, Varm Shablev of there is the Varm, because it's Pashut, that the person only sold the Dira because he's leaving. So, said the Rosh, that's only by Karka. But Mimetalpulin, even though you're leaving, and you decide to change your mind, you can't be Mevatel the Mekach. That's what the Rosh said. The whole din of the Unna the Mucha, that you don't need a Tanai, is only by Karka. Because to sell karka, that's mamash umd al-mukhach. You only sell it because you're looking. But metalfalin, you don't have an umd al-mukhach. People sell their metalfalin. So mamela, you have no right to mevatel the thing. So he says, maybe that's the pshad in the Ramah, because here we're talking about renting out karka. So he says, rental is different, because rental is not as chamra as selling karka. There's an umd al-mukhach. Why? Because by rental, the chetz, you're getting it back. So it's not such an investment when you go ahead and you rent karka. Selling karka is a huge investment. So there you need, there you don't need Mishnei Atron. It's an umdana that if you plan on going to Eretz Yisrael, even though you didn't speak it out, that the mech is going to be bottled if you end up not going. But Schiros karka is not like that. Schiros karka, the halacha is that if I rented it out because I thought I was going to Eretz Yisrael and end up not working out, I'm stuck. Is that what you hear there? Azaykum Tais in the Kitzer, Paskan Shel Dvarim from the Ksais Nesivis and the Ramah. So we had a case like this. This is where it was Nagea. There was a guy that this happens by the American Idol. There was a guy that rented out a dira, and his wife was expecting. So, like a good American guy, his first kid, what does he do?
Right.
Goes to America. He didn't say anything. So what did he do? He subleased the deer to someone else. Now what happened is that. He subleased it, and he said that he thinks he's going to America, and he doesn't think, you know, after the baby anything's gonna, you know, he's gonna be able to come back anymore. So when he subleased it to the guy, the guy was thinking that what's gonna happen, he's gonna be able to stay on, right? Turns out that he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. He decided to come back to Eretz Yisrael.
Month later.
Whatever, 2 months after he had the baby, he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. After Pesach, he decides, yeah, you know what? We'll come back to Eretz Yisrael again. And he wants to come back this year.
What's the same contract?
Huh?
What's the same contract?
He subleased it, doesn't say nothing.
Oh, he's paying
$100. No, yeah. It's not only for rental, because basically
he subleased it. He rented it for himself, and then he subleased it to someone else. Nachas Tiras, right?
It's not only for renting from someone else, because basically he wants it for himself.
He wants it back.
What did he tell
him? The guy said, he says, doesn't think he's coming back. He's staying in America.
Who's paying the rent? Who's paying the rent to who? The sublet is staying straight to the Balabais?
Yeah. So this happens when they change their mind. And the guy says, you know, it's Pasha that I only rented it to you. I died though that I was going to be Meshake and Chutzlar. So for Avada, if I was coming back, Fashtetach, I want my dear back. The other guy says, "Make a taste. This is the deer I want to stay in. I want to stay in this deer."
So who wins? What did you say? Who wins?
Who wins? It also has a shtaka shaila.
Who wins?
It happened at least three or four times already. At least.
What's the chavurah?
Huh?
Try to kick him out of the pub and see if you get it.
We should say Dvarim Shebleid here is Dvarim, even though he didn't speak it out. But it's Pasha that he was only renting it, that he wasn't coming back. But if he was coming back, then he wouldn't have rented it out. Who cares? What difference does it make? It's a din in leaving the country.
Well, I say the other way.
That what?
I wonder whether the second rent, if he knows he's going to have it for 3 months, it looks like he's going to find it.
Should have known better. I said take the deer, I'm going to America.
It wasn't clear. To be clear, there's no shyness.
He said take the deer, I'm going to America, and I'm staying. Lamaisa, he wants to come back, but it was under his lease.
The sublet is paying the first.
Obviously he's paying the Baal Bais. No, the sublet is paying the Baal Bais.
He's not out of the picture.
The lease is made out to the first guy. The Baal Dira doesn't care how he gets his money, as long as he gets the money, but the lease is definitely to the first guy. The contract is between the first.
There's no contract to Zenga at all.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
So then why can't he move back into the present?
That's a shadow. Could you move back to this
one? So why don't you just what is problem?
Huh?
What is the problem?
Because that's the reason why, yes, because that's the bad time, it's in the middle of the rental period, right? So why can't he move back?
Right.
He didn't speak out. Oh, if I move back, he didn't say Barburim, if I end up moving back, I want my apartment available again, right, to speak it out. So Elamai, there we say that he definitely wants to come back.
Did
you
speak
up? Does
anyone
want to rent it? Huh? No. It's not Cheney. And this is the thing. It's not Cheney. But what did we just come out and say? The only time we say that Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim by Karka, it's only by Mechira. Where your mom is giving up the whole thing and you're selling it away. So there we say, about a person wouldn't want to sell it if he's going to lose his, to lose Legamri, Litzmisos, and Achiza Bekarka, his house, his Dira. To lose that,
to lose
the whole thing. He says a person would never do that if he knew he was coming back there to America or the other way, whatever. Case of that makes it so. But what did the Ksaitanasida say? That's all true by Mechira. By Schiros, that's not the case. Because you're not really losing something because you never really owned it. That's, or you're going to get it back.
That's what? It's my bike that was not.
No, but the Vardis is now you're not losing a character, like he said. You're not losing something that really. You're not losing something.
By Schiros, this case, I'm losing everything I have.
Okay, but Lamaisa, never had it.
Potential to get it back.
Lamaisa never had it.
The Vardis is you have the potential to get it back, and now I have the potential to get it back.
No. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. That the Pshat is that Schiros is different, Bechefza. Not only because I'm going to get it back. It's not mine. So whenever it's not mine, so Mamela, you have to make sure you make a Tanai Kofel on the Dovar in order to that the Tanai can be Mavata the Mecher, the Siros. Otherwise, Mechatesi, like everything else. You have to prove. Be Karol by all these things, you need a Tanai Kofel for the Tanai to be Mavata the Mecher.
I'll bring it right. He has a Raya Mokrefa that he's never really giving to the second guy. Why? Because by doing such a rental like he did, and that he should have said, you know what, go to the owner and say, listen, from now on,
take his name off.
Take my name off the contract. And
no, but you should know.
By doing this, he's saying, I'm keeping it.
No, it's not true. You're right, Batsam. We should know the owners with their clout are not interested. They don't want games being played by Epsa Haskiros. You know, you rented it. No, it's your rights. They don't want to hear. They don't want to start new things. Most of the time, people don't want to rock the boat with their baldira. But it's the rental. Everyone knows that.
Rock or not rock. But in fact, it's still his rock.
That's called the sublease. No, it's called
the sublease.
I'm just telling what people do. It's a sublease. The sublease is a sublease. Sublease means that you're the one. The seicher is renting it, not the baldira. That's what somebody's with their cloud, that's what happens.
What happens if he has a lease for five years and he's giving it to the back? He can't go back to America for 5 years now.
It means he has to take care of it for 5 years. He has to pay rent for 5 years. That's all it means.
He never gave the second guy a five year lease.
Fine. He is so all a 5 year lease means that he has that price
for the first guy, the second guy never got a 5 year lease from him.
Fine.
He doesn't get to be there. He's been there for a few months for him.
He wasn't charged. No, that they made up how much of rent.
But it was made up. Their contract.
No. They said that was not a sichsuch on the money. You have to understand. The problems are on the. We have to deal with not sichsuchim on the money. We have to deal with sichsuchim in where they're shyless.
Because I only have
schiros,
I don't own
etzim. I don't want the zazah. So there we need a tonight kafel in order to be mevatel the schiros. Because the only time we say the muchach is the ability to mevatel a maisa is only by mecher, where you're losing the thing. So there it's under the muchach by schiros, where it's not mine anyway.
What's the schiros? It's my house I'm renting out.
Where it's my house that I'm renting out.
So I'll get the house back eventually, so therefore we say that.
You need a Tanai Kofel to move after the seals.
Okay,
so here too, even though I'm not going to get back the house if I say this,
right.
But Lamaisa, the house is never mine. So the loss is not great. It's not the
Hefsed
of me, it's not me, it's not such a big Hefsed, because I'm not, what am I losing over here? Losing a schos. I'm not losing my real estate. So we spoke to Tayan about this case, and Tayan said that you need a Tanai Kofel. Without a Tanai Kofel, you can't be Mavata the Schiros. And Mamela, as long as you said you're going to rent it to him for a certain amount of time, that's how long you have to give it to them. So you can't say that, oh, I went to America and I didn't realize I was coming back.
When the contract finishes, who can take the next? Let's say it's for a year, right?
So that's the question. So if you said you can live there, so this is the way it worked. So what happened was, it says, yeah, you can live there for, you can live in that deer for 6 months. Let's say he had a rental for a year. Okay, let's say he signed a year lease, the first guy. After 3 months, you know, his wife convinced him to go back to America. So he went ahead and he rented it to the next guy until the end of the
9 months.
Till end of the 9 months. After 5 months, his wife had a baby and she got over all her things, and now they say, you know what, we're coming back. So the shal is, could you come back or not? And the answer is, you can't. And you have to let them stay there at least for 9 months.
And when the year finishes?
When the year finishes, then you have to handle exactly. Kipshutai, the first one, still is an option. But by then, usually it's not negated. It's not negated shaila so much. You have to, the ikar shaila is then. After 5 months, and you want to move back now, like whatever, it's after Pesach, right? 5 months later, it's after Pesach, and you know, you want to get on with your life, and whatever it is, and you want to move back, and you say, listen, if I'd never rented it to you, Aldas said I was going to come back. There we say that I'm sorry, you didn't make it tonight. Kafel. So Mamela, the Umdun of the Muchach doesn't have the ability to mevatel the Maaseh Sechira that you did to the Sefer Hasheni. Clark,
well, they took a rental, and then you found that your plans aren't working out, and you're just doing that.
Same thing.
I had the same thing. My rental, I rented a property in Harnov, and the guy wants to come back.
Usually, you should know, but there are clown people are mevatel, but not in that case where they didn't move in yet. Usually they're mevater. Usually they work things out.
Well, and to America, they only came to your apartment.
Right.
Well, Shiloh, what happened?
No, he wants to know where this happens also, but it's a Shiloh different. They're the people who didn't move into the apartment. No one moved into the apartment yet.
It's well, like a family came from America, they rented the one in the apartment.
For Sukkot, yeah.
Right.
And then, why am I renting out my apartment? Because I
was going to share.
And then something's in there or whatever. My family's not coming, so I have nowhere to go anymore. So now I want to stay there.
Right.
But first I had told the family from America that's coming.
They could take it off the rent. You rented out to them already.
Right. So that's a shot. So they take this apartment.
Bifla Mecca. So you want to make
you want to be mevatel to the Sefer.
So if you're an Oinus, so we can mevatel.
Well, it depends. Why? It depends if you meet a Kenyan yet. So it depends. You have to be ma'ayim into the case. Was there a Kenyan yet? It's before they moved in. So it makes things a little bit more different.
He's still mukhsa, what?
He's still there. And the question is, the Kenyan of living there you don't have. And bitsab money. It's if you took money already from them, it makes things complicated because spheres is nikta bekesef. But it depends whether you're a muksik or not, and the deer are still now. Whatever. It's a different shiloh. If an einus happened, it could be there's makom to be mekom.
Okay. But that's, why is should be mechuyev to move out because they already made
it. It depends what happened.
Fine.
Depends. That child is a little bit different. But the main place is the situation. I wanted to read duch that the person mamish moved in and now the one that had moved out wants to come back to the deer. Which in different, you know, the way I said it is, I think it was one of the cases that I've heard, but you can have it in Uchudayna, to that type of case, you can have that type of problem. Okay, that's been a Geya, Oiva Venasa Sinai. In the Akira, like I said, Oiva Venasa Sinai itself you have, but like I said, Hamachala Maisa, to go ahead and be Maitzi, a guy that you can't get along with, it's going to be difficult to do al pidin, although but there are clowns, it's not good most
roommates,
of the time.
Roommates, yeah. What are the many roommates? You have a fight, now you want to get them out.
It's really. Usually then, you didn't speak it out. So it's not okay. So if it's pashut, if the pshat is I turned down a lot of roommates until now,
right?
And I only and I said this one, you know, I have a popular room. I have it's only me and another guy, and we have a good marpeset off our porch, and you know, it's a very popular place. Yeah. You know, and I turned down a lot of people because you know, and then one guy shows up and says, yeah, you, I want. So they're right here.
Okay.
There I hear that it would be mutter to kick the guy out if you were Nasa Sinai, because there's an Udun Much Mitzat Atzmai before you even rented the deer. It's Mamash the case of Kedusha. That I hear.
But if
Yisak Mander
is a Sinai, he comes to Sinai, that's the case,
like. Nasa Sinai, but you can't get along with the guy, that's Sinai, yeah.
No, you're not saying, you want to kick him out, that's not saying.
Right, I know. That's not the case of the renter, and that's the case I said before with the guy from Marriage to Shaul. It's not Sinai. It's not a case, but that's not, you don't need Sinai. All you need is a different reason why you want to kick the guy out. In the case of the Ramah, it's a case of Sinai. In the case of the Isa, it's because he wants to come back to Eretz Yisrael. It's not after Sinai. And if it means any reason why, it's clear that I would want the relationship to be nisbatel. Okay? Fine. Let's just quickly shmira b'kstafim. Let's just go quickly. There's not so like you know. I know there's a bunch of sifim shulchan aruch about shmira b'kstafim. It's not so complicated. Okay, shmira b'kstafim. It's pretty straightforward. If you saw the sugya, it's a pretty easy sugya. There's Shmuel says in shmira b'kstafim el b'kakar shemachinam. There's a couple of you say this that come out of it. Let me just read you say this, okay? In Shmir B'Kaka, Shmuel says that Sofim in Shmir B'Kaka. It's also before in the Gemara that if you're traveling from place to place and someone asks you to take Kesef with you, you have to take it in a responsible way. The Gemara says B'Yodecha. If you saw the Pesach Tshuva brings down, even though it's B'Yodecha, but if it's at a place where people see the money out, you're going to be mugged. Obviously, B'Yodecha is not a good Eitza. So use your brains when you are like, you know, if you're walking in Harlem, you don't say, like, Tarta Kesi Godecho. You still have, you know, you're walking around with the money in front of all everyone over there. Obviously, that's not, that's
Listen, Harlem, your pocket doesn't help you.
That could be. So that's what some say. If you're traveling, you have to be careful. Even the Rambam himself says that you don't have to put a mamish in your hand. You can put it in a kiss from Yishol of fun of also is good. And that's what the Ilum does. You should know if they go to places where there's chashash kenevis, like the Rishen, like a lot of the Rishenim say, makom with the chashash kenevis. Obviously, the din of the Gemara is going to be chayzer. Like the Gemara says, the dine shmir change. So to b'chavakim of cholzman.
Today the robbers come, they take a pot of apartment.
Right.
So that means you can't put it only on the platform.
So it could be though in the apartment itself. That's geneva. Geneva is not shchiach. So you only not chayv. That's not a pshia. We'll have to deal with it. Right? We're talking about pshia. We're talking about pshia now. Even the Chumash Hadashin said in his time, it was mutter to put stuff in a safe room. You know, where houses were not so strong.
The first thing every week is robberies. Is it considered a shia?
I don't know what's called shia and what's not. It's hard to know. But we like to Shmuel says in the Shmer Matzev in Shmuel the Kaka. Rabbi writes obviously that Shmuel has there. He doesn't know anyone that actually buries money in the ground anymore.
Probably the best place to be to put it today. No one looking in the ground.
He doesn't know anyone that puts money in the ground.
You know where people put the money in? 99% of the people? They put money in the bank.
In the bank, right. So Blay writes that maybe you're required to put money in a bank. So he says it depends. So if it's a large amount of money, then it could be able to put it in a bank. Because that taka, you know, what are you holding it around? But there's plenty of situations where you're not going to put the money in the bank. For example, it's a small amount of money. Number two, so if you think the guy's going to come and ask for the money in the near future, he needs to get around.
The guy expects you to put it in the bank.
That's a different question.
A lot of money.
You're saying a different thing. It's a lot of money.
$20,000-$30,000.
Rabbi Martin, this is the big shout by the Gemachim. Right? By the Gemachim, at what point, you know, what are their achrayim? We'll talk about it as we move through the halachas of Shemim. What din of Baal Gemach has, and if chas v'sholom something happens to the money of the Gemach, who be'etzem is chayiv? But if someone gives a couple thousand dollars to the Gemach, they have two choices where to put it. None of them are in the guy's pocket. One of them is in a safe,
we'll
or give it in the bank, or give it out. Well, give it out is not, whatever, yeah. Right, I think so. I hope my money in the Gemach is taken care of. I don't want Avi Hess walking around with my money. Right.
Best way is to put the bank in the Gemach right off check. That way, there's only a check.
Right. Okay. There's eights. Very different things. No. But he says you're not mechuyif to do it. What if you put in the karka?
Yeah, I want to
show
you your money in the karka. You give me $100,000.
It's not a push.
I'll take it home.
Stay there,
go.
If you want to.
Not that protected. The least protection there is.
In a plastic bag in the karka, when the world's.
No one's gonna look at it. No one's. If you chuyif, the whole chutz is a
fight. Why is it a shmir? I wouldn't put paper money in the karka. It's a little bit. Maybe a pshia because it's kmi nirka. But if you put a plastic bag. tight bag, Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Triple bags.
Not that yet.
Their armies look very big, very easily. They like they have a lot of kelim here, like.
But they don't. Who you see people going around with sticks staying on the ground? When was the last time you saw? Maybe on the beach, you know, you see people with metal detectors. Right. Places where people go around with metal detectors would be a problem. But their clown wouldn't call that.
The first thing the Dayan said was put money. They said, "You should listen. Everyone should know. I'm going to the bank." So he wanted to save himself also from a robbery. Don't even bother robbing him because he's going to the bank.
Right. That's what it says. You know, it's empty
every day.
You know, right? That one. Okay. Fine. So even though Shmuel says the karka is the thing, but Avada, like the Rambam says, the Kabbalah from Riyah Bar Tzaloni, that Hakol Lefi Amakom Lefi Azman. So Shmuel, what's Hakol Lefi Amakom Lefi Azman? So I said the Haskomas Reb Loi writes, if it's a large amount of money, you should put it in the bank. If it's a small amount of money or it's something that the person would want to keep that you should have around to give back to him when he asks for it, then you have a right to keep it on you. Question is, what's on you? So there are some important shuvas that you should have seen the Pesach Shuva, that to go ahead and fold money up and put it into this pocket is a pshia. Okay? Or this pocket is a pshia.
No, this pocket is not even the back pocket is a pshia. No pocket.
It's a pshia. Do you put mustam money in this pocket? And loose money?
Because it's going to fall out. Because it says very light.
It's light, it right? It's light. It's going to fall out. You put your hand in. You keep other things in the pocket. You pull your hand out. I mean, everyone knows. I mean, it's not like a chedushim, I don't think. Mashenkin, inside your wallet, it's mavur in the Shiva Sian that would be considered a good shmir if that's the way you're... If that's a normal place to watch a thing. Even if you
envelopes,
it depends. Envelopes is it's almost the case that it's a problem.
It's also light.
Yeah.
It's very big belt. It's not giving you $10,000. It's heavy.
Has a weight to it. I don't think you'll put $10,000 in your pocket unless you have very baggy pants. But that you probably will have in a bag or something like that. That would be okay. But
your jacket,
an MP3 player. Someone gives it to me to watch. I put it in the inside pocket of my jacket. Well, my inside pocket of a jacket, most places say it's a good makom shmir. It's a tshuva. Inside pocket of a jacket. No, if you wear, I'm totally wearing it. You hang up your jacket in the courtroom, obviously. It's a shia. It's a shiloh. It's not a shiloh field. But there are, I mean, like I said, in this type of thing, there are tshuvas out there. Where, like I said, a lot of this is telling Shikol Adas what's considered normal, what's considered a Shia, what's not. There are chuvas about all different types of things about this. I just jotted down a couple chuvas. If you want, I'll be mitzayin it to the Eilam. If I get a chance, I'll send it out. One guy, the Chassam Sefer, has a chuva about a guy that was in a wagon, and when he climbed out of the wagon, he was stepping down. The money fell out of his pockets. He says the pshia because since you know you're going in and out of something, and when you adjust yourself, the money can get adjusted out of your pocket. Some say for it's the pshia. There's a tshuva from the Shiva and Alevi that says that the pants pockets are pshia. If you put money in the pants pocket,
your wallet.
Because front and back pocket, he says the inside pocket of a jacket is not a pshia.
What's this for?
Because it can easily fall out. Yeah. Easily fall out. Inside jacket of a pocket is not a pshia. It's also Reb Tzvi Shpitz has a tshuva about that Mishtei Torah about putting stuff in a pocket.
Deep pockets, aren't they?
The interesting thing, the Chassam Sefer has a different shuva somewhere else about where a guy put diamonds in his pocket together with his own diamonds, and then he discovered that Ludavinenu, he had a hole in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And he lost all his diamonds, and the Chassam Sefer was mechayiv him to pay for all the diamonds that he lost because he said that he should have a pocket with a hole is a pshia. Says because normally he says either one of two things happened: either there was already a small hole already there originally, or because you put so many diamonds in your pocket, it made a hole. So he said, Mela, that's something you have to. That's something you should be more careful about. And even if you're shemachinim, you're a
pesheh. That could also be in the jacket pocket.
Could be. Yeah, you have to be careful. I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just
where giving you. Where did that phone get?
$10,000. It's a pshia. I tell people that if someone gives them a phone to hold on to, that you should either you should be mekabel shmira or you should bring it with you, because I think in the courtroom it's a pshia. Fresh shamati harbi 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 sipurim about stolen phones. What am I supposed to tell you? That's what all the Paiskim say. I mean, Kfar Shemanu Sipurim Leroyv about this. Guy, what, Mir? Where else? I'm saying, in the Mir. Yeah, well, guy said that he lost. The guy told him he lost his cell. So he put, you know, kept his cell phone outside in the coat room. And he comes back. It's in Kolvein Aina. There's no cell phone over there. So he decided it was a Bacher Grada. And he tells me, and he says, you know, it's not worth buying a new cell phone. He's going to go to one of these places, you know, on Yeshaya or Malachi, the ones that sell all types of cell phones. So he goes there, and the guy says he wants this phone. He liked this phone, so he says he wants the same phone. The guy puts out five phones like that, and he says, "Wow, one of them looks familiar." And he says, "This phone over here." He said, "If I tell you what the alarms are set at, would you give it back to me?" So the guy got nervous, and Lamaisa was his phone. So he said, who brought you this phone? He said, yeah, someone brought it to me. He said, I want to see the camera. The guy had cameras in the store. This guy says, you know, this phone, someone called me out of the store and sold it to me outside. So I don't have a record of who sold it to me.
So that's check the phone.
So that was part of the Shaila. The guy said that Lemaisa, you know, I bought it off the guy that brought it to me. So it's not right. You should pay me for it. So it's a big Shaila.
No, because you can check the phone.
No, it definitely was his.
No, it was erased. Everything was erased. The log was erased. It was still contact.
You knew it was his. So contact service.
Probably had a phone number on it too. Maybe. Nothing was erased.
Yeah, there.
So then the person who bought it shouldn't buy stolen goods.
No, but it was his phone. He knew it was his phone.
No, that's why.
Obviously, he knows it's stolen. It's not so pashut. Two weeks after it was stolen, Grata. And we have to, this is what, if we ever learn how to say love, this mamish was a good child. Rarely do we get a good child like this, where the guy, the shaila is at the konas hashuk shaila. But there, klal, someone sells stolen goods, the original owner has to pay for it. You should just know. Because konas hashuk, that's the gemara. Konas hashuk, because otherwise you're going to mess up the whole market, because people are going to be nervous to sell anything because maybe it's stolen. So Chazal made a konas hashuk that you have to, the original owner has to pay for it, and he has to get the money back from the gazel. So maybe that's the case over here. That was the shaila. Well, we don't get the konas hashuk shaila so often, but that was the mice over there. But anyway, I'll put him. Right, so that was. So I think putting a cell phone in the pocket stolen. What else could shaila do? What did we have? Oh yeah, there's a guy that walked into a train. He was watching money for someone, and he walked onto the train and he looked. And he saw in his car there was like anashim hashudim on the car. So he made sure to sit far away from them. But Lamaisa, he fell asleep in the middle of the train ride. And when he woke up, he had no more money on him. So the shaila was whether he was chayiv or not. There also, he was either mechayiv him.
He
was b'sheh if the phone was asleep in the train when there are people around it. Mm-hmm. Right, there's a tshuva about that. Then there's also a tshuva about a guy that's being shayiv or something, and he got into an accident and the thing got ruined. In his car, he had something. He was watching something for someone else, and he was driving very fast. and he got into an accident. Rukiveger, it's a tshuva about a guy that was on a wagon, and he was grinding the horses very fast, and the wagon turned over, and the thing that he was washing got ruined. And he said that's a pshia, and you're chayef to pay. So same thing would be true. Someone drives very fast and gets into an accident, they'd be mechayef to pay. So I should Rukiveger, choose Rukiveger. There's another tshuva that obviously I think this is a pretty common one that you have to be careful about. Someone gives you a bag to watch, and he was at a chasana, but this is a tshuva from 300 years ago. He went to a chasana, and he put the bag on the side or to dance with the chasan, and the next thing he knew, the bag was gone. And you're chayv in that makom shechiradim. You don't know if there's a noshim, what type of people are around. You don't leave things that you're supposed to be watching just on the side and like hanging from a coat hook or on the not under your watch.
It's full video camera, like in a bank. It's full of video cameras. You can sit and also pshia, you need something there, and again, they're able to catch people.
Still pshia, because as I can tell you that you should know that the police will tell you straight that cameras are limited in their ability to stop gnevas, because just because you see the person doesn't mean you'll ever be able to catch him, because you have no idea who he is. Then you have to check. So if the guy's on record or something like that, that's one thing. Stam a guy, it takes you'll ever be able to catch him. So they said cameras that are limited in security. I think that even if you're in a place where there's cameras, that's a problem. And the mirror's full of cameras, and it's a shia. Hewley stuff around. They'll never be able to find some. A guy walks in with a black hat and a black jacket, and you know, he has a nice little beard, and you see him take something out of someone's pocket. So you know he's the guy. That how in the world are you gonna track the guy down? It could be anyone. Famous. Unless what, you know, sometimes they put up a picture, right? Once in a blue moon, you ever saw, you remember? Put up a picture. Anyone who sees, he knows this guy, you know, please report him. Fine, but and you see that it's limited in his ability to help. There is one more thing I wanted to, the Pesach Tshuva brings down, that, and this is an important hefter, and this is something that the Oilim should try to do if they're able to, if they ever take on Shemira, and that is that if the Mafkid knows where you're putting the thing, so even if it's in a place that is not so Shomer, so the halacha is that you're not going to be Chayiv anymore, because then it's Pahaskomas Ha. Ha-mafkid, okay? That was the case of Pesach Tshuva in Ches, where the guy knows that you put it inside your pocket. So in the mail, the guy knows you put it inside your pocket, it's mutter to go ahead and to do it. So if anyone's mafkid something by you and he sees you putting it inside your pocket, when you tell him, listen, I'm keeping it in my pocket, then it's a dive to the hachi, that's where the shmir is going to be. That's what's mavur.
And then what?
Then you're going to be potter. Something happens to it because of the makam where you put it, so then you're potter, even though normally you would be a pshia. Rav Moshe has a tshuva from Europe already. I'll try to mitzayin it to the island in Igris Moshe, that there was a girl that got a ring to watch for her friend, and she was going down to Kfisa by the river, and she put it on her finger, and when she came back the ring was missing, and Rav Moshe patted her, because since the one that gave it to her knew that this was the only place really that she was going to put it, so it was a daita dehachi that this is that even though she was going to Kfisa, that the prisoner's maskin that the ring's going to be there, and her Moshe therefore said that you're not going to be chayiv if anything happens to the ring. So Mele, the Paiskim say that if you ever take something to watch and you're not sure if you'll be able to keep it in the makom shomer the whole time, you should tell the person, by the way, I'll watch your phone, but I keep my jacket inside in the coat room. Or whatever, I may put it down on the side. That's going to potter you, or that the person knows, and it's back to the hachi, that you're going to be watching in a place where there may be a chash pshia, and therefore, if a pshia does happen, you'll become potter.
By an airport, like there's a story that we can allow the guys are stealing from the suitcase to check them.
Right, so that's an inus.
So, inus.
And also they know, and besides that, you have this heter. That's the one vegetarian with sending things in the suitcases, where someone says, calls you up and says, listen, you're going to America, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, take this thing from me. So they know, unless it's something small, they think that you're going to put it into the handbag. If they know you're going to put it into the suitcase and something happens,
possible. Even a handbag, you can be possible.
Depends what happens.
Because handbags go into the outside.
Right. So depends.
You can be sleeping at the outside.
So that's the shine. That's the shine.
That's
the shine. Because they know you put it in the handbag. No. But the question is if you can keep it on you. keep it on you, or maybe put it into the pack in front of you.
Check your tent, right?
Is it checking?
My mother said there's nothing in there with the pack locked.
So what?
And the security, they checked the bag.
Which bag?
When you go to the airport, they checked, they went all the way up the bag.
Right, sure.
And they took out the money.
That's great.
What, the stolen?
It's stolen.
In front of them? What?
No, I just have to see, you know? You're not on top of this every second. So you see them looking in the bag and do something.
So I have to show they stole it because it was
missing the bag.
So she went back and she said
she was on the plane probably, but by the time she realized it was already nice to sell.
She knows for sure. She thinks that's what's going to happen. She doesn't know for sure. I know there was a group of Ganovim in JFK for a while that they caught them eventually, that they were removing things from the suitcases. Yeah, but that's an einus. Mitzad, the person, it's an einus. These things are einusim. The most is Gneva Aveda, maybe.
In that case, let's say somebody's insurance on their suitcases and they get money back. Do they have to give that back?
Shein Hashayla. That's insurance channel. Is insurance a deal with me or insurance a deal for you, for your stuff? If she'll die, I should get the one that owns the suitcase should get the money, and the other should just lose the
thing.
That makes the most halacha. A glatten halacha, that's what should be.
But the
insurance is for me.
But he's saying that his insurance, other guy's stuff.
I'm the one that gets insurance. Insurance is a deal between me. I'm not paying either, my credit card. But the credit insurance is a deal between me, the Nisaya, and the credit card, or my health and whatever insurance I took out. What's that have to do with Yenner, who I'm potter from? I'm potter from anything that happened to them. So the pshuta, I should get it. Our insurance is shayla acheres, and that's against the sugi. But from the atma, you have to see all the rig with dar samech and kitzar alo isi skora the parasa shel chaveri. That's the sugi over there, really. So it's not really this type of sugi. But it's a good challenge. It's a good challenge. Fine, very good. Okay.